Cards Weekly is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
I'm extremely happy to introduce our new defensive coordinator, Al Holcomb.
Appreciate it, Coach. Good morning, guys. It's a pleasure and an honor for me to be here. I'm humbled.
Well, the meet and greets, they continue. A two for Tuesday here at Cards HQ. Paul Calvisi with Cards Weekly. Two more coordinators wearing the Hello, My Name Is stickers. Yeah, defensive coordinator Al Holcomb, 9 years in the NFL, the last five as Carolina's linebackers coach.
We're going to try to create negative plays. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to do things based on what we need to do to win the game. And if it's by pressuring, we'll pressure. If it's by playing front and coverage, we'll play front and coverage. Philosophically, we're gonna line up and stop the run every week, and that's going to be the main objective. But we know that this league has some great quarterbacks in it.
So what sort of scheme will the Cardinals be in? Well, that was the question multiple times. 4-3 or 3-4, and multiple is the answer?
We're going to put our players in a position to be successful, whether they're in a two-point stance or a three-point stance. So we're going to be multiple in the things that we do. When you look at the NFL today, really no one is set in a 4-3 or a 3-4. Everyone is multiple based on, you know, game plan tendencies.
Yeah, Holcomb's saying that the biggest challenge for Cardinals players will be learning the new terminology. And as we reported the day Steve Wilks was hired, Holcomb will call the defense.
He understands the expectations of the defense, what it should look like, our philosophy. So I really don't feel like I need to spend a lot of time in that room. Most importantly, I want to understand and know what's going on in all three phases. So, yes, I probably will still spend a little bit more time with Mike as well as Jeff.
Now, Jeff would be the new special teams coach. Jeff Rogers, last 3 years with the Bears, 14 years experience coaching special teams.
I quickly found out that's exactly what I need to be doing. That's exactly my interest. I really enjoy the fact that, you know, you work with the whole team. You know, most people seem to think that you coach the kicker, punter, the snapper. You got to coach all the guys that are blocking for those guys.
And special teams is just as important as offense as it is defense. And we're going to make sure that we put the emphasis on special teams. You asked a question earlier about, you know, the history of special teams around here. It's not going to take a back seat to what we're trying to do. It's going to be a major part of our success.
There's also teams that have led the league in offense and defense and not make the playoffs because they've been deficient in fourth down.
And Rogers acknowledging, yes, he is looking forward to working with special teams Pro Bowler Buda Baker. Of course, the challenge is to get the rest of the special teams to play with that special mindset. In fact, we'll leave you with Coach Wilks maybe talking not as much to the media as to his team.
And trying to get guys that's going to come in and not only play offense and defense, but understand that being on special teams is a privilege. And if you want to impress me on special teams.